Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
I would assume the final play of the half. Play comes in from the far side. Quinn Marty, the messenger. And now New Glarus breaks huddle. River Valley in hot pursuit. Three men wide to the far side. Everybody else in tight. He's got Quinn Marty. Quinn Marty takes the snap. He's back to throw. He's going to whip one over to the far side. Looking, it's up for grabs, and it is going to be intercepted by River Valley right down around the five-yard line on the first half's final play. INT from Lucas Klein. And that'll do it for one half of football. Yeah, they put number 14, Quinn Marty, in there for quarterbacking.
He's got a good arm. He threw it a long way.
He did. That's the final play of the half. What a game! 21-14, River Valley leads New Glarus on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Riverdale will be hosting the Big Riverdale Cross Country Invitational on Saturday morning. Earlier today, I spoke with Nick Stitzer and J.B. Baumkamp, coaches for the Riverdale team.
Over 600 kids registered.
678, I think.
Wow.
And it's going to be some very good competition. We got some ranked runners down here. The freshman boy from Richland Center is going to be here, along with a senior from Prairie du Chien, both highly good runners. We got Maddie Driscoll from Lancaster is going to be here. She is incredibly fast this year. We have our four seniors are running their last home meet with Mallory Meese, Olivia Meese, Kaylee Carter, and Megan Krell. We look forward to seeing their last home meet. But it's sad to see him go.
Jimmy Baumkamp and Nick Stitzer on the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Running gets underway at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning in Muscadet. I'm Phil Nee. We'll have more coming up.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Travis Wilson from Bound, Wisconsin is our guest here for the eighth week of the season. Well, Travis, how's Reedsburg doing? You lost a tough one last week, is that true?
Yeah, lost another close game against a good team. Went into overtime against La Crosse Logan and couldn't get the job done, unfortunately. So we're 0-3 in close games this year.
Wow, okay. So how is your playoff standing? What's the scenario?
If we take care of business the next couple weeks, which, you know, should do, we're probably looking at a home game in level one and then having to go on the road in level two. So would have been nice to get a couple, one or two more home games, but again, we just couldn't get over the hump in a couple of those close games.
Anything else surprise you from last week's schedule of games?
There wasn't a ton of surprises. There was a handful of games that were really outstanding matchups. Up in the Fox Valley, Nina and Kimberly met up, and Nina scored a 7-0 win. You don't see Kimberly get shut out very often, and also that was the second loss this year for Kimberly. It's the first time they've had two regular season losses in 20 years. So not something you see every day. Still a very good football team, still can make some noise in the playoffs, but something we haven't seen in a while up there.
Well, it definitely is a grind when you get to this point in the season, isn't it?
It is, and you know, it gets to be hard with just, like you said, the grind of the season. It gets to be hard with injuries piling up in some cases. Gets to be difficult with, depending on where you're at in your schedule. Some of these teams have, you know, really tough games to finish the season. Some of them don't have very tough games. And as a coach, sometimes that's harder if, you know, you've gotten by some of the tougher teams and now you got to close things out and keep kids focused, even though, you know, you're not playing the best competition and you hope the kids respond and don't play down to their competition.
Well, let's look at this week. There are some fun key games. What are you looking at here, in fact, as far as top games in the state, Travis?
Well, there's really a lot of outstanding games featuring conference races that, you know, are essentially going to be decided this week, most likely. There are 8 matchups this week where both the teams are undefeated in conference play. Have won in the Madison area, Southwest area, Edgewood and Mount Hoare Barneville. They're both undefeated in conference play in the Badger Small. Down in the Milwaukee area, big one between Slinger and Homestead. Up in the Fox Valley, one of the better games on the schedule this week, certainly Bayport and West Apeer. You've also got Stratford and Amherst fit that bill, where, again, both teams are undefeated in conference play. And then in kind of western or northwestern Wisconsin, La Crosse Central and Holman in the Mississippi Valley, Osceola and Baldwin Woodville in the middle border, and then West Salem and Aquinas in the Cooley Conference. And that Cooley Conference is interesting because obviously there's some, you know, some familiarity with some of those teams with Richland Center has played Viroqua and Westby over the years and had some crossover games with the Cooley Conference. And that could be a domino that could impact Richland Center down the road. I know there's some conference realignment that's being discussed down in Southwest Wisconsin, but in football, some of those Cooley Conference teams aren't really fans of playing West Salem and Aquinas right now. Those two teams have dominated that league. There's been some rumblings of some discontent of potentially even not playing those teams. In fact, Westby did not play Aquinas last week. They got out of that game. So, you know, that's something potentially to keep an eye on down the road as all of that conference realignment. You never know who and which schools are going to get pulled into that because it could down the road potentially start to impact a school like Richland Center.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that forfeit. Was it in protest or are they lacking numbers or did you hear what was going on?
Their official statement was that they did not have the numbers available to play. But I also had heard some rumblings that there was, again, some displeasure with having to play Aquinas and West Salem and some teams at some point, whether this year or next year, talking about maybe not playing those schools. But the official explanation was that they did not have enough available players to participate in that contest. Now, it's always interesting, right? And Richland Center dealt with this, what was it, 10 years ago, forfeited to Arcadia or canceled on Arcadia. So, you know, it's always interesting of if it was a different opponent, would you play? You know, if it was, if Westby was playing Black River Falls instead of Aquinas, would it have been different? That's always kind of the interesting component.
I've said for years, because when I first started broadcasting, Viroqua was a conference game, but I've said for years they would make an excellent opponent for the Hornets or anybody else in the Southwest Conference, River Valley, but so would Westby. But I know that they've got loyalty a little bit in that area too, so hopefully some year it'd be nice to see them back in a league with us.
Yeah, it makes sense for Viroqua to be with Richland Center and with River Valley potentially as well and Westby. You start getting outside of that, and obviously it becomes a little bit more challenging when you talk about Platteville and Darlington going to Westby, for instance. There's not necessarily that same connection there. But that's been part of that conference realignment discussion for years. Again, there used to be that that crossover agreement or alignment between the Cooley and the Southwest Wisconsin Conference at one time. So, again, Richland Center used to be in a conference with Viroqua for sure. I think Westby too, right? At some point back in the
maybe years
the day.
Ago. Yeah, I remember the old SWAL Viroqua was in for sure.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. So there's some history there, but they're similar size schools with similar demographics. at least in Richland Center's case, they're, you know, similar, geography. So we'll see. Maybe that does become an option, especially for Viroqua and Westby, who are trying to potentially get out of their conference anyway.
I know you and I are both history guys, but it's interesting to think about back in the day, schools like Richland Center were in a conference where they did a lot of travel. You know, they went to Portage and they went to Black River Falls. They were in La Crescent, Minnesota at one time in the conference too. So, and cars and buses weren't that good back then.
Yeah. It's interesting how things have transitioned and changed over the years. Like you said, Richland Center has gone all over the place. They've gone east towards Reedsburg and Portage. They've gone west towards Viroqua, gone south towards Prairie and Platteville and some of those schools. And of course the old SWAL 1 and 2, and the demographics continue to change with small schools getting smaller and some small schools getting even smaller at a faster rate. And that's why we continue to see requests and things for conference realignment to pop up, especially in a sport like football, because it's just it can change so quickly. Everybody's seen it, but I've mentioned it before. When I was in high school in Richland Center, our enrollment was over 600, maybe up around 650, and now it's been hovering around 400. So it's a pretty significant change. My senior year in football, we lost to Wanakee in the playoffs, yep. And now Wanakee is Division I in football, and Richland Center is Division V. So it can change quite a bit.
Yeah, definitely can. There's been talk also over the years, once in a while, of River Valley going toward the Capitol and places like that too. So it'll be interesting to follow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's look at some other things going on as far as high school sports. We're not too far down the road toward winter sports. What's Bound Wisconsin going to be doing in terms of coverage for winter sports teams?
Yeah, we're getting ready already for the high school basketball seasons, boys and girls basketball. We'll be deep into those. We'll have full coverage on those. We'll have full results and standings and everything else on those as well. We've got the seasons are built, so you can check it out. You can pretty much all the schedules are in. There's just a little bit of cleanup of some out-of-state opponents and maybe a couple tournaments here or there that have to get in. But otherwise, everything's ready to go for basketball, and we will be again, doing full coverage on those. We've started some preseason content for boys and girls basketball, and excited to get that going as well.
When you look at the playoffs coming up, and I think there's an 8-player reveal show already this weekend, isn't there?
Yeah, the 8-player season is a little different this year. They moved up to start at the same time as 11-player, but then that means that the season ends a week earlier for 8-player because they only play 8 games, and there's expanded playoffs this year. So there's 32 qualifiers in 8-player, so they have their brackets will be released on Saturday. There's a streaming reveal show that the WIA is doing at 10 a.m. The brackets will be posted around 10:30, and then they get underway next week. And all of the 8-player playoff games for level 1 anyways will be next Saturday as they try to avoid as much as possible conflicts, especially for officials, with the 11-player games that will wrap up on Friday night. There could be some games on Friday, but the default for 8-player level 1 playoffs is going to be next Saturday.
And then this time next week, we'll be talking about 11-player football wrapping up. Is there a reveal show for that as well?
Yep, that will be on the statewide TV network. I'll be a part of that once again. I imagine a 10 o'clock airtime for that next Saturday to reveal the full brackets and qualifiers and everything like that. Hopefully we don't have to have any errors like there were last year. The new playoff system, I think, will make that more efficient and avoid any of those potential problems like we saw last year.
Well, it is going to be a learning curve. You know, I talked before we went on the air, too, about, strength of schedule. And if this team beats that team, there's a lot that kind of goes into play before you get that far, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of variables in play for teams that are trying to get in position to make the playoffs, teams that are maybe jockeying for position, trying to get a home game, maybe get a top seed. There's still a lot of variables that will go into that. and schedules are created differently. So some of the teams haven't played maybe the tougher opponents on their schedule yet. And if they get a win in those games, you know, they could jump up several spots and can make a pretty big difference going from, maybe a 3 seed right now to a 1 seed if they win out. Whereas some other teams maybe have played the tougher teams on their schedule and have kind of the lower teams in their league. And again, that creates some potential movement, let alone any upsets that might happen, anything like that. So it's going to be volatile over the next couple weeks, these last 2 weeks, in terms of where teams are going to end up, again, as they try to get into the playoffs first and foremost, and then start to secure a seed potential or improve their seed going into the postseason.
If you're a team, Travis, it comes in, let's say you're 4-3 in your conference, but the 4 wins you've got are against teams that have hardly any wins. Does that hurt you a little bit?
It absolutely does, especially depending on what you did in the non-conference. And that's where, the non-conference will become a real big part of it, because non-conference games are part of the qualification system this year, whereas previously it's pretty much just been your conference record. It used to be you could get to 4 conference wins in the last few years anyway, when everybody was playing 7 conference games. You got to 4-3 and you knew you were in the playoffs. That's not the case now. The vast majority of teams that get to that point will get in, but there are probably going to be a couple that will be left out. If they went 4-3 in conference but beat all the bad teams and didn't beat any good teams, and then didn't get a good win or didn't get any wins in non-conference and maybe finished 4-5 overall, absolutely, those teams are going to be on the chopping block potentially. So that's a change to the system this year. There's not really a clinching number of wins that gets you in. So it's all about the point system and where you fall within your division.
Well, we look forward to following that. It makes it a little exciting coming up next week. Travis, we'll talk to you next week during the 9th week, and good luck this week. Who do the Reedsburg Beavers have?
Homecoming in Reedsburg this week, senior night and parents' night as well. The Beavers will be hosting Sparta this week.
Okay, that's kind of late for a homecoming, isn't it?
It is, yeah, a little bit later than normal. There's some other homecomings this week around the state. I think the other option was a couple weeks ago against Baraboo, and they preferred not to have that big rivalry game be homecoming, because it just kind of, sometimes that lends itself to maybe some additional extracurriculars that, just try to get off of that date for homecoming.
Okay, sounds good. Well, good luck. Thanks a lot, Travis.
You bet. Thank you.
Travis Wilson from Bound, Wisconsin, for our Week 8 report. Well, well, well. Looks like your water's gone dry again, huh?
Aw, shucks. This old pump's been sputtering around like a mule stuck in mud.
Sounds like you need Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. Whether it's a pesky pump or a dry well, their team has over 50 years of hands-on experience. They'll have your water flowing faster than a rainstorm in July.
Well, that's a relief. I can finally stop taking bucket baths.
Ooh, that's good. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, servicing residential, agricultural, and commercial systems 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call 649-4488.
Yeehaw! That's my kind of service.
This is Tim Thede for WRCL Sports, and thank you for listening to our featured broadcast, where River Valley is leading New Glarus 21-14 at the half. Other scores to pass along from the area: Richland Center is leading Broadhead Judah 34-6 at the half. In the second quarter, Platteville leads Dodgeville 21-7. Also in the second quarter, Prairie du Chien leads Lancaster 14-0. At the half, it's Brookwood leading Ithaca 7-0. Royal is beating Nisita 36-6 at the half. Potosi Cassville shutting out Pecatonica Argyle 42-0 in the second quarter. Wazika Steuben is trailing River Ridge 6-0 in the third quarter. At the half, it's Blackhawk Warren leading Riverdale 14-0. 37-0, Iowa Grant is leading Boscobello in the third quarter. And in the second quarter, Fenimore leads Belleville. And we'll be back right after this with the two fills in River Valley.
For over 2 decades, Jewell Associates engineers in Spring Green have proudly served our community. They extend their gratitude to all their clients, whether their projects are big or small. The dedicated professionals and technical staff are the backbone of Jewell Associates' success. Jewell Associates engineers salute the River Valley Blackhawks for their outstanding achievements on and off the field. Jewel Associates Engineers, proud to be a part of your success, and go Blackhawks.
River Valley leads 21-14. Welcome back to River Valley High School. I'm Phil Lee, joined by Phil Mansky. Some wild numbers in first half. Go over some of those team stats, Phil.
Yeah, New Glarus had 159 yards passing and only 28 rushing versus River Valley only had 20 yards passing and 55 rushing. It's not phenomenal stats, but
21 points.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. One of them was a 90-yard kickoff return, though. That helps.
Yes.
Kicked by New Glarus. River Valley gets to the start. It's going to be caught around the 11-yard line. And here is a return man up to the 15, 20, 25. Spun around the 26. He doesn't take this one back to the house. Aiden Hill, good return.
Yep.
So that's where the Blackhawks will take over. A couple of interceptions in the first half for River Valley and also a fumble recovery, which certainly proved key as well as that helped them punch it in and take the lead here, 21-14. As we go to the third quarter. River Valley up to the football now. They'll be going from our left, right to our left here in the second half. Blackhawks quarterback by Lucas Klein. Austin Carson's in the center. The guards are Blake Brickle and Brady Graham. The tackles are Will Stengel and Kellen Chose. And we'll see Caden Plumlee, Keegan Heiser in the backfield, Jordan Gauger, Aiden Hill. And we'll also see Spencer Sackett, wide receiver. We've not seen the return of Ty Larson. He was injured in the first half. Hand off going to the right side, running to get around the edges. Plumlee, and he's brought down right around the 24-yard line. Loss of yardage, Phil.
Yeah, they did a reverse there, and it did not work.
So good coverage by New Glarus, number 64, Mason Lean on the stop.
Loss of three.
River Valley starting this drive on their own 28-yard line. So they had good field position in the first half a couple of times, too, with a short field.
It's important to get something going here and get some momentum, get a couple first downs.
21-14, River Valley. Second down and about 12 yards to go. Waiting to snap is Klein. He'll take it out of the shotgun. A man in motion. Fake handoff. Klein is back to throw. Throws it up in the midfield area, and it is going to be knocked away and incomplete. Well played.
Very nice play by a number 11.
Braden Schmidt knocked it away from Caden Plumlee. That was tight coverage.
Yep.
Plumlee would have probably caught it had the hand not been in there, though.
And that would have been a nice gainer of 30 yards.
Third down play for River Valley. Stops the clock with 10:56 remaining.
That was a heck of a throw from Klein. He's going to his left, and he had to stop, plant, and throw. He threw that ball good 25, 30 yards.
Very strong arm. Thanks to Tim Thede for his score update at halftime. Some interesting scores here tonight. Third down and, again, 12 yards to go for River Valley. Ball operated from their own 27-yard line. The snap to Klein. Rolls to the near side. Going to throw again. Batted down by New Glarus and incomplete. It's all in the 5-yard line area there. Nice play. The man who batted it down was going to try to run and catch it. Incomplete. Fourth down.
He's walking with some pride.
Yes, he should. Well played there by Ethan Colstead. And now it comes back to the Blackhawks. Fourth down, and they will have fun on the way. So New Glarus, if all goes well for them, they'll get the ball back in pretty good field shape.
Mm-hmm.
High snap earlier, and it was an amazing play for River Valley's Aiden Hill to even get that off. Wound up with about a 60-yard punt the last time he did. Snap is high again. Backs him up to the 7. He steps up. This one will not be as long. It's going to be up around midfield and then takes a New Glarus bounce. River Valley finally downs it at River Valley's 41-yard line.
They have great field position.
Yes, they are. So that's where New Glarus will take over. 41-yard line of River Valley. Blackhawk Warren leads Riverdale. That is 30-0 in the third. Reedsburg's 14-0 over Sparta. Homecoming at Reedsburg tonight. First and 10 for the Garner Knights, quarterback by Matt Rote. He's got a couple of wide receivers to his left. Now hands off for a running play. They pick their way to the 36, and the herd is pushing, but not much going there. Brought back by the River Valley tacklers and the running back was number zero, Luke Burton.
Yep, nice play in first down, though.
I didn't know that. I don't know if he's running the ball tonight, has he?
Burton, no.
Zero?
He caught one.
Second down play for the Knights.
Being a four.
In River Valley territory at the 36-yard line. Interesting sets here for New Glarus, awaiting a snap from center. And there's a running play going left side. River Valley reads it well, bringing it down right around the line of scrimmage was Ty Larson. Well played. So that'll bring up a third down and long for New Glarus.
We have not seen the return of our running back, Mr. Larson. I hope everything's good for him.
No, we have not. He's a key part of this team. Third down, and they'll say 6 yards to go for the Knights. Awaiting a snap, there is a pitch for the running back over to the near side to the quarterback. 40, 35, pushing his way down the sideline. Still going, he's out of bounds. Milo Johnson is going to get that first down. Interesting set here from the Glarusville is they have the quarterback in the middle. They've got two running backs, one on each side, and then they've got a running back behind everybody.
Yeah. That's crazy.
They're just going out like on a sweep.
I haven't seen that before.
I have not either. Ball is inside the 25, around the 24-yard line of River Valley. They lead it 21-14, 9:31 remaining in the third quarter. Will Pinot split out wide to left. Watch him. Here goes Matt Roach. He'll take it out of the shotgun, backs up to the 30. He's looking Pinot's way, looking. He guns it over there into the corner, into a crowd, and it's going to be incomplete. Good coverage by River Valley. Klein knocked it away with some help from Jordan Gauger. But it was right on the money.
Yeah, it was a nice throw. I think what they brought that extra back in for is extra protection because they're going to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And they have three blockers back there to block for the quarterback.
Walking back. Yeah, you're right. Second down and 10 from the 24 of River Valley. And New Glarus again in the good field shape here with a second down and 10. There's the snap. Hand off a running play, and Burton is going to break one tackle to the 20. 18. He's down to the 10. Still going to the 5-yard line with a blue-collar run for the Glarner Knights.
He is one big, strong boy.
Brought down by Drew Radel. So first and goal for the Glarner Knights, and they're starting to add up some yardage now, something that we didn't see a lot of in that first half, the running play.
Is that zero?
Yes. Luke Burton. Again, the quarterback right in the middle of the sandwich takes a snap, rolls to the left side, quarterback option, shovel pitch, going to Johnson. Milo gets about to the 3-yard line, and then a gang of Blackhawks will push him back. That was almost kind of like a Brett Favre shovel pass.
Shovel pass inside.
That'll take it to around the 5-yard line. Second and goal to go. New Glarus, 8:39 remaining in the third. Glarus in their white with red lettering uniforms. Up to the football now. River Valley defense trying to dig in. There's the snap. Fake on the pitch. They're going to run it to the middle. That was Burton again. Got down to around the 4. Before he is brought down by several of the Blackhawks. 54, Drew Radel.
Being a one.
Yeah, that's it. Glarus inching their way, but River Valley holding steady.
Yeah, this is a pretty big down here. Third and five?
Four, it says.
Four?
Yeah, just inside the 5. Close enough. Driving toward the south end zone here at River Valley High School. Glarus attempting to get a little closer or tie the score with this drive. Their first of the second half. Third down and goal to go. Man in motion. Snap to the quarterback. Rote is over. Bounces out of the pocket. Throws. It's incomplete. Intended for Burton at the goal line. Great coverage by Caden Plumley. Fourth down.
You go for it or you kick a field goal?
Oh, I don't know. They've got a good kicker. And I think he's coming out, Phil. Or is he? That's 17, though. That's the Cisco guy. And they're looking to the sideline for guidance here. Ball right around the 4. It's kind of a funny angle for a kick over to the left. Ashmar. Oh, boy, big play. They're going for it. Fourth down for the Glarner Knights from the four-yard line of River Valley. There's the snap, fake handoff, throw over the middle, caught, and into the end zone. It is a touchdown for New Glarus. Over the middle to Cisco, makes the grab, four-yard touchdown catch, and New Glarus is within one. My, oh, my.
That was a nice play.
You better sharpen your pencil for the second half, Mr. Yeah. Harkey.
It's going to be a lot of games.
And here comes the kicker out to try and tie this thing officially. Awaiting a snap from center. Placement is made. Kick is on the way, and we are tied. 21-21, 7:32 remaining in the third. High school football from WRCO Sports.
Caring for you and about you. That's the promise of Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy. They treat every customer like family, offering trusted care, quality products, and exceptional everyday value. With leading-edge knowledge and a commitment to your health, they'll be there when you need them most. Best of all, you'll be helped by people you know and trust. Make Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy your pharmacy. Located in downtown Spring Green.
Through the generous support of the River Valley community and its dedicated fans, the Booster Club has been successful in fulfilling requests for everyday team needs for the athletic and FFA programs. Recent contributions include huddle and crossover film service for basketball, volleyball, and the WrestleBackers, boys basketball uniforms, scoreboards for the middle and high schools, and rental of an LED board and clocks for the cross-country invite. By fulfilling these requests, the Booster Club is able to enhance the district sports program. Go River Valley!
On the Philly Flip Phone, sponsored by iConnect Wireless, Iowa Grant, 43-0 over Boscobel. Boscobel's homecoming. Brookwood, 7-6 over Ithaca. That is the third quarter of that one. 21-21 here at River Valley. New Glarus kicked it off deep, and it's going to be back around the 6-yard line for the return man. Coming this way is Aiden Hill. Breaks a couple tackles out to the 30.
Fumbled,
and the ball is loose. Still rolling around. Still rolling. Far side, New Glarus is pouncing on it. They say they have it. If it stayed in bounds, they may.
Lots of white helmets jumping up and down.
Oh, man. Unfortunate break for River Valley. Ball fumbled, and I thought for a moment River Valley was going to get it with about a 10-yard roll.
Yeah.
But not to be. Wow. So mistake, and it gives it back to the Glarner Knights for their second possession of the second half.
Got it on the 45.
Wow. In River Valley territory, New Glarus, RV 45. So here we go. Blackhawk defense back on the field. Handed a tough, tough draw here. 7:20 remaining in the third. Tied at 21. Rote takes the snap. Hand off. No, they're going to pitch it back. Flea flicker. Throw to the far side. It is caught. First down, New Glarus. Caught by number 5, Will Pinnell. A little flea flicker action there, Phil.
That was exciting. Need a 12 on the play.
If you have the players, I know River Valley has a few trick plays as well, but those are the kind when you bring the play into the huddle, you get wide-eyed. It's like, all right,
yeah.
Here we go. We've had a little fun with this one in practice. Back to throws, Rode, hands off, running play, and that is going to be number 8, moving and grooving down the sideline. He could go all the way, and if he stayed in bounds, no signal yet. That was a really good run. We'll see what the call is now.
Is it 8 or 0? They look the same.
They do. Coming back to the near side, it's either Brock Rode or Luke Burton. And it's 0.
Okay.
So I was wrong. Luke Burton. And they say he went out of bounds around the 15-yard line. He kept going.
Yeah. Well, nice game. First down.
15-yard line of River Valley now. 7:04 remaining in the third quarter. New Glarus battling back to try and take the lead. There's the snap, and there's a handoff going up the left gut. It's going to be number 21, Carson Preckle, and he is brought down by River Valley. Very little gain. Maybe a loss of a little bit.
I think he lost one.
Good coverage. 34, Owen Jones. 54, Drew Radel. They've been on a lot of the stops tonight.
They're running right, they're running left, they're running up the middle, they throw right, throw left, throw across, they're spreading that ball out.
Second down, 11 yards to go for New Glarus in River Valley territory. It's marked at the 16-yard line. A man in motion, Fake handoff. Quarterback keeps it himself, and he's not going to get much. Brought down around the 15 by a flock of Blackhawks.
I actually thought they jumped offside, but they didn't call it.
Haven't had a lot of penalties. So third down and long for New Glarus. Third and a little over 10 yards to go.
Game there.
No, ball is resting just shy of the 15-yard line. Clock continues to roll. 6 minutes remaining in the third. 21-21. New Glarus and River Valley, after the fumble of the kickoff return, New Glarus trying to capitalize on the River Valley miscue. Awaiting the snap. Oh, it's going to go to the left side. He got it. Now he's going to throw to the goal line area and down around the end zone. Incomplete. Great coverage by River Valley's Sumner Knockliner.
Yeah. It was tight.
And the pass intended for, I think that was Pinnell.
We're going for a field goal.
Yep, they are. Fourth down. New Glarus going for the lead. Let's see. What is that? 28 or so?
On the 15, 25, 30, 33.
33-yard field goal attempt. Right now, Bill Bauer is the kicker. Placement is made. Kick is on the way. It looks long enough, and it is good. He got it. Boy, I thought it was going a little bit left.
But I thought so, too.
He got it through, and New Glarus takes the lead at 24-21. This is a game that has everything, Phil Mamke.
That's pretty dang exciting.
5:36 remaining in the third. We'll have more in a moment from River Valley on WRCO Radio Sports.
Looking for your perfect pair? Take the trip to the Shoebox in Black Earth, where people drive from all over Wisconsin for selection, service, and savings. From top name brands to hard to find sizes, the Shoebox has it all. Men's, women's, kids, you name it. Thousands of shoes, boots, and sandals ready to go home today. Stop searching online and start stepping into comfort at the Shoebox in Black Earth. Service like it ought to be.
Hello, everyone. This is Brian from Walsh's. Keep your home safe with our buy two, get one free deal on select First Alert smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, and fire extinguishers. Tackle any mess with a Craftsman 6-gallon wet-dry vac for only $69.99 and fire up your Weber smoke wood pellet grill for $7.99. Organize your space with 15 or 27-gallon heavy-duty storage totes for just $7.99. Stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse, and as always, we appreciate your business.
New Glarus kicks off River Valley with a return, getting a little room, 30 out to the 34, 35-yard line on the quick return by Aiden Hill, and that's where River Valley will take over for its next possession. Wow. I've got pages of notes. I don't know if I can read them, Phil. I've been writing so feverishly here tonight.
Well, it's a great game. Two very, very talented teams, obviously. River Valley needs to score some points here.
5:28 remaining in the third. River Valley taking over, ball on their own 36-yard line. So the Blackhawks head to the football. First and 10. Beautiful, beautiful fall night. Feels like football.
Yeah, I think we need to run. But what do I know?
Flying out of the shotgun, a man in motion. Handoff going to Plumlee, I believe. And he's going to go over the pile and over to the 40 to the 41-yard line. Aiden Plumlee. No, they haven't run a lot of those reverses or counters with Plumlee that they ran earlier in the season. Maybe we'll see that.
Gain of four.
Not a bad first down run. Second down and six.
Take four every time.
Sure. Absolutely. Maybe kind of get back to controlling the clock a little bit.
Timing and confidence that you're blocking your guy.
Slow down the game a little bit.
It's closer to five than four, but... Got the moon in the background.
There you go. From the 40-yard line of River Valley, Lucas Klein awaiting the snap from Carstensen. Plumlee in motion, and he will get the handoff, runs to the right side, puts the shoulder down, gets to the 44, close to the first down. Following the block at number 63, Kellen Chose. So the stick will move shy of the 45. Third down and about a yard. River Valley will huddle up.
Get that first down.
That's all you're looking at right now. Just keep the ball. Take some time off the clock. 24-21. New Glarus in the lead by three after the 33-yard Milbauer field goal. New Glarus showing blitz on the far side. River Valley.
A lot of people up on the line.
They do. Here's the snap from center. Handoff for Plumlee. Breaks to Farms. One. Breaks the corner. 45. Out near midfield. And spun around. And there's a flag in the defensive secondary. So we'll see what the call is. So they're going to move the ball. Let's see what that is going to be against River Valley, is it?
You know, I think it was
holding.
Face
mask against it there, so that helps the River Valley cause.
Right.
I'm not sure if one of the River Valley coaches thought it was against them. It looked
like
they were agitated.
We had a sprint out.
So they'll move that ball. Oh, that's going to be costly against New Glarus. River Valley moves the ball all the way to the 35 of the Garner Knights.
15-yard penalties, a long way.
And it came from a long ways away. The back judge is the one that threw the flag. So I'm not
something
sure.
Something going on out there that's appropriate.
First and 10 from the 35-yard line of New Glarus. River Valley lining up. Klein has Plumlee to his left, awaiting a snap from center. There is the snap. Hand off. Plumlee tries to go right. Nowhere to go and loses a couple of yards.
Good defense.
Yeah, right on it. Burton Company, and the play is nullified. So second down and about 12 yards to go for River Valley from the 37-yard line of Glarus.
And that was a generous spot.
Yeah, I think so. Might have got just an ounce of forward progress, but otherwise he was back.
Right.
All right. River Valley up to the football. Trying to spread things out. Three men to the near side. Splitting out to the far side is Owen Jones. Flying the lone man in the backfield. The quarterback, Plumlee, in motion. There's the snap fake to Plumlee. Klein throws over the middle. It's caught. And River Valley is going to be close to a first down. Down to the 23 to the 21-yard line. On the grab.
24
by Spencer Sackett. Good job. Klein stayed in there and got it to him. Moves the sticks.
In a 15.
Blackhawks running downhill. And now back into the lineup is Klein with the play from the near side. Down to 2:40 remaining in the third quarter.
That was huge.
Jogger and Knockliner on the far side for the Blackhawks. Inside is running back Owen Jones. Klein will look out of the shotgun again. There's the snap. Handoff, double reverse. They're going back to Plumlee. Left side breaks a tackle down the sideline. 20, down to the 15. Rolls to a first down right around the 11-yard line. There's that play.
Yep.
They were holding out on that one.
Yeah, and waiting for opportune time. Gain of 11 on that one. They should get a first down.
That'll be first and 10 from the 11-yard line of New Glarus. River Valley rolling after that face mask penalty that really got him in motion, and now trying to take advantage of it.
I think every official threw a flag on that one.
I think so, too.
There was stuff flying everywhere.
Flying into the huddle, River Valley breaks committee, driving toward the north end zone, down by 3 points here in the third quarter. Long snap count, man in motion. There's the snap. They're going to throw it. It's going to be behind the line of scrimmage, caught by Plumlee. Nowhere to go. Breaks the tackle. He spun around and all the way back to the 23-yard line on a big play by Dylan Kolstad for New Glarus.
That was a huge play by Dylan.
Loss of a lot of yards. Had him by the jersey. And, you know, almost Caden almost got away there for a moment.
Lost 13.
Down to 1:05 remaining here in the third quarter. Second down and what would you call it, 20?
23.
23, all right.
They got to get to the one. Might as well just put it in.
Right, well, yeah, exactly. We'll see what they decide to do here. Fine's been pretty active passing here as of late. He's got some very capable receivers. There's the snap. Makes the handoff, throws it. It's complete here. Near side Knockliner, Sumner. Inside the 20 to the 18-yard line. Brought down by 21, Carson Preckle. So they'll line it up now for a third down and about 15 yards to go for River Valley. Round of 20 seconds.
Nice gain there. Now you might be in field goal range.
Sure. Third quarter winding down here. Will River Valley stay in the huddle? I think they will. I'll let it wind down to the fourth. We're going to have a photo finish here tonight, I believe. Talking horse racing terms here with Phil Mansky.
There you go.
There you go. Somebody's going to win it by a nose. 24-21, New Glarus over River Valley after three. The fourth is coming up next from WRCO Sports.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Okay, 12 minutes to go. I kind of feel like you and I have been playing in this game a little bit.
I'm working up the sweat.
Oh, what a ball game.
Pretty exciting. You know, this is what you want, a chance to win, and your players have to go out and execute and make it happen.
Aguilaris leads it 24-21 here in the fourth quarter. 12 minutes on the clock. River Valley with a football at the 17 of Aguilaris to start it. And trying to get it going in toward the end zone. River Valley, two men wide, now three men wide to the near side. Klein, the quarterback, he's got Jones to his left and awaiting a snap. There it is. Fakes the handoff. Klein back plenty of time. Looking now, the pocket breaking down. Flares the flag. He's running to the near side, 25, and now going to be ushered out of bounds. Lost the football right around the 20 out of bounds, but it may be coming back.
It looks like it's holding.
Yep. So River Valley will head in the wrong direction, which would take them out of field goal range.
That's what I was just going to say. Unfortunately, that might take them out of field goal range.
So we'll wait and see now as they mark it from the spot of the foul, which I believe is around the 20-yard line. Oh, they're going to decline it here.
Yeah, I thought they might do that the way the coach was looking at their players. Wow.
Will River Valley try a field goal then? Yeah, it'd be, what, about the same distance, right?
Yeah.
23 yards or so?
37, maybe?
I'm a little surprised that that's what Aguilaris decided to do. River Valley will try to tie it. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Osborne, the kicker. Blakely is the holder. So Quincy is kneeling right around the 31. This is a long field goal, right?
Yes, it is.
We'll see if they go through with it. Fourth down, awaiting a snap from center. Blakely puts it down. Osborne with a kick, and it's going wide, or is it? It's up and in. Oh! God, did he get it? He did.
Yes, he did.
Oh, my goodness.
What a play.
We are tied at 24.
Got it. He did not get it by much.
Ron Osborne. Well, when it left the foot, it was really hooking like my golf shot.
Yeah,
I thought it was going to go wide right, a wide left it would be.
Yeah.
But it worked around the goalpost.
Back in.
24-24.
Not like a bunch of years ago when we kicked that one and it hit the goalpost. It just barely went in against Lancaster to win.
That's right. It was low, right?
45?
Yeah,
it
just
like that.
Bounced over the upright.
Yeah, it was incredible.
That one was plenty long. So would you call that? How long did you
37.
Call? 37-yard field goal by Osborne. You know, you don't see a lot of field goals in high school games, but we've seen them back-to-back now. 24-24, 11:50 to play in this one. So, again, Aguilaris, if they give the holding penalty, they back it up 10 yards.
Yeah,
I can't understand why he...
Yeah, I don't know why they did that.
Again, we stand up here and speculate.
Well, they didn't think we probably could make that.
Probably.
So then they would get the ball back.
Osborne... And the Blackhawks lining up. Nuglaris back around the 5-yard line. And here comes the kick by Osborne, end over end, deep, taken around the 4-yard line by the Glarner Knights return man up to the 15. He's got a little room out to the 30 and rolls his way there. Brought down by Sumner Knockreiner. And that was number 4 on the return, Grady Johnson for Nuglaris.
Nice return.
So well, for Nuglaris, third possession. 11:44 to go. And they will start this at the 30-yard line.
Sure. Well, you tell me what's going to happen.
I don't know. I'm thinking Nuglaris is going to go through the air, and maybe River Valley will pick one off.
Okay.
First and 10 from the 30. There's the snap running play off to the right side. Pushing his way out to around the 35 to the 36-yard line is the ball carrier, number 0, Luke Burton.
Got some beef.
Yeah, and a good block there. Gets him initially some good yardage. So a second down play coming up for the Glarner Knights from the 35-yard line.
From the gain of 5 on the play.
A game that has had just a little bit of everything. A couple of fairly long field goals for high school. A 90-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. Second down for Nuglaris. There's the snap. Handoff, running play right side. They're going to push and pull their way to the 40 near a first down. So the 41-yard line would be a first down, and it looks like they're going to get it.
Gain of 6.
So the first and 10 now for Nuglaris. You mentioned the moon earlier. It's a picturesque night for football, looking over the field here.
Yeah, beautiful. We're staring right at the moon. What is that, three-fourths moon?
Yep, three-quarter. Yep. First down, 41-yard line, Nuglaris' own. High ball game at 24 in the fourth.
Matt Uh-oh. Rowe,
there's somebody jumped, didn't they?
Yeah, I think it's Austin.
So from the 41-yard line back to the 36 for Nuglaris for a first and 15.
It's been a pretty clean game, though.
It has. Yeah, some of the big plays, you know, just out of habit, you start looking back over the field. Okay, what happened? What went wrong?
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had that tonight. The last time I saw Nuglaris, that was in the Richland Center game where there were 35 penalties.
Oh, my goodness.
I was talking to their coaches about it tonight. Like, yeah, that game almost, it seems like it just ended. First and 15, there's the snap, handoff going to the right side of the running play. Number 3 pushing his way, that's Milo Johnson, across the 40 to the 44-yard line. Brought down by Sumner Knockreiner and company. So they got back the penalty yard and then plus about 3 or 4 more.
Yep, gain of 8, beautiful run.
10:15 remaining in the football game. Start watching the clock a little bit more here down the stretch. Maybe the last team with the ball will have the advantage tonight, right?
Could be.
Second down, high step, and then they're going to hand off to number 2. Again, that is the running back, Rowe, or Johnson, I should say, and he pushes the herd out to around the 49-yard line. Gain of about 3 more. Milo Johnson on the carry. Ball just shy of the 50-yard line. Third and a yard for Nuglaris. Larder Knights looking to the sideline for the play. Our score was 21-14 at halftime, River Valley. Now 24-24. Clock rolling, 9:20 to go. Third down and short. There's the snap out of the shotgun. And a running back that's not going to get back to the line of scrimmage. He is pushed back by a River Valley wall led by Kellen Chose and company. So no gain and maybe a loss depending on that forward progress where they give him. But going to bring up a fourth down, Bill.
I don't know who that running back was. Was that number 3?
It was Milo Johnson again.
Okay. Yeah, they lost. Oh, I guess not.
No, pretty good spot, I think.
Okay. Gain of 0.
Richland Center leading 48-18 over Broadhead Judah in the fourth quarter tonight on the Filmy flip phone. Fourth down, short yardage. They're going for it.
Yeah, I can tell you he's getting it. Zero's getting the ball.
Burton up to the line, and then River Valley pointing at somebody jumped. Whistles sound. Oh, delay of game. Woo! 5-yard penalty against New Glarus. I was trying to see if anybody jumped, and I didn't see a flag, but it was the back line judge.
It could have been New Glarus was trying to draw us off.
Could be.
And get the first down that way, and now they're, you know, they were playing the punt no matter what.
So they will huddle it up here. River Valley will get the ball back. If this punt goes through, and it appears that it will. Caden Plumlee's got some wheels. He's back to try and return this one. He's back around his 20-yard line.
Fake.
There's a fake. Now he's going to run and punt it. It's going to be a pooch punt, caught with a fair catch by Plumlee at the 26-yard line. And a flag flies late over on the sideline. Uh-oh. Number 8 for New Glarus down on the carpet, Brock Roth. And the officials will talk it over.
Is that the punter?
No.
Yeah, I didn't know if we had roughed the punter.
No, I don't think so. It was on that side of the field, right in front of the New Glarus bench. We've not seen the white hat man appear back in the center stage here. So we'll wait and see what the call is. It should be River Valley ball. Unless River Valley committed a penalty. 24-24. We have 8:19 remaining. And the officials will line it up. Boy, a lot of drama on this one. We're just catching our breath now.
Yeah, lots of pointing out there. But I don't really know. They're going to where the punt was. They must have declined the penalty.
Must have, okay. So after the New Glarus punt, River Valley for its fourth possession of the second half.
26.
We'll have it at its own 26. 8:19 to play, tied at 24 here at River Valley.
How cool is this?
What a ball game. Yeah, you couldn't ask for any better, right? New Glarus with the defense, River Valley with the offense, and here we go.
Big play time right here.
First and 10, River Valley, 26-yard line, their own, awaiting a snap from center. Man in motion, then a high snap, and going back to get it is Klein. He's going to whip it out to the left side. It's caught by the receiver. I believe that was Heiser, and he gets a couple of yards. Out to
athletic move to catch the ball.
Yeah, just to catch it to the 28. And Klein throwing it out there. That almost had potential, it looked like, if he could have broken that tackle to get a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
Stays in bounds.
Heiser did a nice job to get back and get some positive yardage.
Brady Graham out of the ball game. Done a nice job at the tackle spot. And Klein back into the fold right now. 7:35 remaining in the football game. River Valley football. Ball marked at the 29-yard line, their own. Awaiting a snap. And there's a handoff or a running play on the far side. Not much going. The running back is going to be wrestled down by New Glarus behind the line of scrimmage.
Flag on the play.
Yeah, on the other side, that was the running back was Caden Plumlee, and he was brought down by Ethan Colstead of New Glarus. And the officials are going to call this big penalty here. It's going to be a personal foul against New Glarus.
Oh, wow.
Sideline violation, actually. So they're going to measure that out. River Valley lost some yardage on that. Is penalty yards not awarded on a sideline violation?
I don't. Maybe it was a warning.
It must have been so, yeah. Must have been just a warning.
Yeah.
Klein on the near side, talking it over with his coach, Coach McLean. 24-24 here in the fourth quarter. Maybe the calm before the storm here. River Valley trying to get something going from its own 23-yard line. Third down and 14. Klein awaiting a snap, man in motion, and there's the fake handoff. They're coming after him. Klein's going to air it over the middle. It's up for grabs and caught, intercepted by New Glarus. Back at the 40-yard line by Ethan Colstead, playing center field on a ball that was intended for Owen Jones, or was it? No, it was, I'm sorry, Spencer Hackett in the vicinity,
yeah.
But intercepted. So Colstead picks it off.
Sort of like a punt, even though it wasn't fourth down.
Yeah.
That was a nice play defensively. Fourth possession for New Glarus. You may have to go over the rules of overtime, Phil.
I haven't done that yet this year. So here we go. Ball at the 39-yard line. 6:58 to go. New Glarus with the ball at its own 39. Tied at 24 here in the fourth quarter.
Number zero is going to get the ball.
Luke Burton. Number three, Thompson. Johnson. And he's going to get a couple of yards to the 41-yard line. Brought down by a host of River Valley tacklers. Spencer Sackett, first guy there.
Being three.
Both teams have good kickers, so, you know, that can come into play, Phil. Get into field goal range, either one of them.
Yeah.
37-yarder for Ron Osborne of River Valley. That's why we're tied. Second down play, 6:28 remaining in the football game. The line is set, awaiting the snap from center. There it is. Handoff, that's going to Johnson. Johnson trying to follow his blockers, puts the shoulder down, got to the 45, and maybe a couple of yards all total. Side to side, he went a long way.
He sure did. He went 35.